that the line is back. Amen. We know that our first day, it always takes a little minute to get people to remember. Amen. So just spread the word. Let them know the line is back up. We're back in prayer. Amen. We're going to be starting our 30-day fast. Amen. It's going to start on Thursday, February 25th. Amen. It'll end on Good Friday, March 25th. So we'll be preparing our hearts for that. We'll give you more details and more information coming about, you know, the details around the fast. But we'll also be doing a 30-day health challenge during the fast. And for those of us that want to participate in the health challenge, we'll be doing a Daniel fast only. That way we can be available for exercise, and we'll be eliminating processed foods and just other things. So those that want to join the health challenge, you know, you'll have an option, amen, which one you want to do. Or you can just participate in the corporate fast, amen, with the whole church and with everybody, amen. So we'll have more information about the fast coming. We'll have some brochures for you, information. It'll be on the line. It'll be on the website. Also, it could be, you know, tangibly in your hands, so you can kind of see, you know, how to do it and what to do. Amen. So we'll be, that's coming up. And also, I'll be starting next week. I'll start being on Periscope. So we'll give a little more information about Periscope for those of you that may not know what that is. There's another app where you can kind of download the app on your phone, and then you can view us live. So we can actually be live and you can kind of see me, and then I'll be able to kind of talk and share recaps from the prayer line. And I'll be still talking about the boomerang on Periscope on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. Amen. So we'll have more information coming for you on that. And we're just excited about what God's doing. Amen. In this boomerang season and what He's actually prepared for God, for His people during this time. So we're going to jump right in. We're going to get ready to get into the Word. And before we get into the Word, I just want to share the boomerang story so that we kind of understand why God is calling this line the boomerang. And what is this boomerang about? You know, what is God doing in this season, and how is that going to affect my life? And it's an exciting time to see what God's going to do. So while we were on the reset call, God has showed me a vision, and I shared this in the video. I saw a boomerang coming out of heaven, and the boomerang landed on the cross. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is this? And He said, I heard the Lord say, it's time for America to return back to the cross. And then God brought me back to a vision that I had had 7 years ago. And in this vision, God asked me a question. And the question that He asked me was, how much do you love your son? And I answered that question. And then He said, what kind of wife would you choose for your son? And He asked me this question 3 times. And I answered it to the best of my ability, but I knew God was not really concerned about a natural wife so much for my son, but I knew He was really trying to speak to me spiritually. And then I saw the Lord appear these, like, 2 bodies that just appeared. And when the 2 bodies appeared, it kind of looked like a mannequin, you know, like 2 mannequin bodies. And 1 body was a whole body, and the other body was deformed. And the Lord said, you know, if you love your son and if you want a good wife for your son, how much more do you think I want my son's wife to be? And I knew then that God was talking about the church, and He was speaking about those bodies. And those bodies represented the church, 1 being whole and 1 being deformed. And then He said, you know, your charge will be to bring those churches back into alignment. Amen, with my word and with my will, and to bring us back into wholeness. So here it was again, this message of being brought back. And so when you look at the boomerang, when you release, and God, when God releases a boomerang, or when a boomerang is released, God is releasing it. And when it goes out, those of us that know how boomerangs work, it can go out really, 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 really far. And God says, even America, we have went really, really far. We went far away from God. We went far away from truth. And we're going even further away from His principles, from His word. But God says, just like all boomerangs, it goes to a point and then there's a turning point. And once that turning point takes place, God says He brings us all the way back, amen, to the place where we started, which was Him. And so he says, I'm releasing a boomerang in the lives of my people and in the heart and in the land of America. And what God is going to do, this word is going to be both an individual word and also a corporate word, because I'm going to share today a little bit about one of the first things God is after and the first area that God wants to kind of bring back to him is our heart. We kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday on Valentine's Day, and we touched on it, but those are the places that God wants to bring us to. But God said, not only am I going to turn your heart back to me, but even I'm going to boomerang the promises of God. So if we just think for a minute, some of us, God promised us things years. We've gotten prophetic words. We've heard words about it. God's going to do this for you. He's going to bring you into your blessing. He's going to bring you into your promise. And it looks like that boomerang has gone so far out on the promise of God. But God said there's coming a turn now. And that promise is turning back full circle, and it's going to come back into full manifestation just like it was the original first time God spoke it. Amen. And so we're going to see the fulfillment as well in this boomerang, because everything that's been out there, it's coming back. Our families are going to come back. They're going to see salvation like we've never seen before, because those of us that have went out and turned our hearts from God, God said, this is a clarion call to my people to just return and to boomerang back to me. So I'm excited. I know this is not a popular message, but sometimes those are the best messages, the ones that are not popular. And so we know God is going to boomerang his people and call us back to a place of total prayer and just consecration with him and getting into that place. So we're going to go into our foundation scripture so that we can kind of see what God is saying and kind of a foundation for what he'll be kind of saying to us during this boomerang season. So our foundation scripture is coming out of Joel 2. It's going to be Joel chapter 2, verses 13. It's Joel chapter 2, verses 13, and it says, and rend your heart and not your garment, and now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and relenting of evil. Hallelujah. So it says again, rend your heart and not your garments. And what God is saying, if you look at this for a minute, the Holy Spirit is taking us to a place where we're looking at God and we're seeing the heart of God. We're seeing how God really, really feels about America right now. And God is saying to America and to all of us on this line, he said, listen, I want you to rend your heart. And when you look up the word rend, and when you study rend in the Hebrew, it means to tear into two pieces or to rupture or to cause emotional pain. And God, what he's saying is, listen, I want the people to rend their heart and not just your garments. Because in the Jewish tradition, when they would have offended God or when they would have hurt God or when they would have transgressed against God, they would tear their garments as a representation, you know. But God is saying, listen, don't tear your garments. Don't tear it. That doesn't mean anything. He said he wants America to tear our heart. He wants our hearts to be rent. He wants our hearts to be so grieved with pain. When you think about a relationship, when you think about a marriage or somebody you love, when they have hurt you, you want them to not feel the pain that they've caused you, but you do want to know that there is just a remorse there or a sorrowfulness there, or just a state in their heart where you know that they're really, really sorry for what they've done. And I think America, we don't realize how we've hurt the heart of God. There's been such a moral decline, even in our churches, and the violence with the youth. Every time you turn on the news, another kid, especially in Illinois, I mean, they're every dozen. There's a dozen of kids shot every weekend here. I mean, every weekend, the youth are being killed. This election that we're facing, we're coming up on another changing of the guards. And, you know, is this administration going to have the heart and the morals that God wants us to have as a nation? And so all of these things are just on the heart of God. And so God can't really talk to the world, but he can talk to his people. And he says to his people through the prophet Joel, listen, rend your heart, not your garments, and return to the Lord. Come back to the Lord. Come back to truth. Come back to your righteous mind. Come back to what you know my word says. Come back to the things that you know that I have proclaimed as right. Come back. Even though the world is calling things right that are wrong, you know what's right. And so he says, I can't speak to them, but I can speak to the house of God first. And so he said, I'm saying to my people, rend your heart and not your garments, and return to the Lord. And he says, I want you to return because, listen, the thing about the boomerang, although it's a weapon, the boomerang is a tool that was used for survival. And so it wasn't a tool of defense, but God is saying, I'm releasing this boomerang prophetically as a survival because I could see the state that my church is in. I can see the state that my people are in. And so because of that, I'm releasing this survival. I'm releasing this word to say, return to me. Come back to me. Make sure you find your way back to the cross. Make your way back to your repentance. Make your way back to me. Make your way back because in this return, he says, I'm gracious. Hallelujah. I'm compassionate. So what I love about God is this isn't a boogeyman God going to get you message. He said, no. Listen, I'm slow to anger. I'm compassionate. I have grace for you. I have grace for your children, grace for your family, and I'm calling America corporately to come back to me. So God wants to deal with our heart. He said the first place before we start with anything else, before we talk about the churches and all these, he said, I want to deal with your heart because the prophet is declaring to the people to rend their heart. Hallelujah. Rend your heart and not your garment. Amen. Rend your heart. So he says, I'm dealing with the heart this morning of my people because my people who love me, who proclaim me, he said, it's you first that I want you to feel what I'm feeling. I want you to experience what I'm experiencing as the Father. He says, and I desire to boomerang us back and to bring us back into total blessing. When you think about the boomerang, and you think about the boomerang originally representing the original state, we think right away about Jesus and why he came for us and Adam and how he redeemed us back to that original place that we were in Eden. And that's what God is saying. He said, my promises are there. And so I want you to turn back to me, not just because I want the people to come out of sin or come out of the things that they're in, but I also want you to come into your full promised land. And I want you to come back into the areas of dominion and freedom in me. So this is a word today that God is saying out of Joel. And this is our foundation scripture, which will really set the tone of the heart of God in boomerang. And he's saying, again, rend your heart and not just your garment. And return to the Lord, for he is gracious. He is compassionate. He is slow to anger, and he is abounding in loving kindness, hallelujah, and relenting in evil. He's abounding in love. So this is going to be a good thing for our family members and our friends. Many of us have children that have kind of strayed. Right now they're just kind of doing their own thing. As they say, I'm doing me. But God is saying, I'm going to reach them, and I'm going to cause them to come back. And I'm going to cause this boomerang effect to hit them. And when it does, he says, let them know that I'm here and I have compassion. Let them know that I'm slow to anger. Amen. Let them know that I have grace. I'm gracious in this hour. God said in this boomerang season, you're going to see the grace of God and the loving kindness of the Father like never before. Amen. Why? Because what's coming will be different. So he's saying in this hour, in this time, in this season, he says, I'm slow to anger and I'm full of compassion. So turn your heart. Amen. Turn it back to me. So that's the word today. Amen. I wanted to first just kind of teach on the foundation scripture so that we kind of have some foundation and know where we're going and know what God is saying. So Amen. That's the word today. And so we're going to open up the line, amen, for prayer requests this morning and for testimony and for sharing. But I want you to prepare your hearts, because as God releases this boomerang, as he releases it, amen, we're going to see the promises of God, the promises of God that has seemed so far out of our reach. They've seemed unreachable, amen, because they when God released the word to us that it was going to happen, we received it. But like the boomerang, which represents that word, it's gone so far out. Time has went on. Years have passed. Seasons have come. Seasons have gone. And it's like, God, you said this promise to me. But God is saying, be patient, because this thing is going to turn. Hallelujah. The promises are coming back full circle, and they're going to overwhelm you in this season. Amen. They're going to overwhelm you. So you can hit the star key. Amen. I believe it's star 7. Is it star 7? Actually, I got to remember what the key is to actually raise your hand. Is it Belinda?
Star 5.
What is it? Star 5.
If I'm not mistaken.
Star 5. Is it star 5? 5 star. 5 star, okay. I knew it was one of them. 5 star, and you can raise your hand there, and you can go ahead and we can unmute you. If you hit 5 star on your line, they can go ahead and raise your hand, and the operators can answer you in the order that you come in. But we want to open it up now for prayer. We want to open it up now for just words and testimonies and things the Lord may have been sharing. No, we want to hear from you. Just happy to hear you back on the first day today, so we're going to open up the lines and go ahead and allow you to speak. Amen. So again, you can hit 5 star on your line. Amen. You can hit 5 star on your phones, and that'll allow you to raise your hand, and that'll allow the operators, amen, to let you into the line so that you can speak. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open up the line. Amen. Unless we all quiet and blessed today. Amen. Are we hitting the 5 star key? Nobody has anything to say? All right. I think we got a few there hands that are going up. 5 star. Amen. They'll go ahead and they'll unmute your line, and it'll let you know that you can come on in and speak. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, this is Maddie Anderson. Do you hear me?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
I have a couple of prayer requests. One is for my son's children's mother, and she's sick. She had the flu, and she was very sick with it, and she noticed that during that time she was having numbness in her left hand, her whole left side. So she's having problems with that, and she don't know what's going on. She's been off of work for about a month, and so she has an appointment to go to a neurologist on the 18th, which is Thursday, I think, and I'm asking prayer for her. And also my granddaughter, her mother-in-law is ill in the hospital, and they can't get her blood pressure and something else. They couldn't get it under control, so I'm asking prayer for her. Oh,
what's
and
her
a
name?
Heart rate, and a heart rate.
Blood pressure in her heart. What's her name?
Her name is, the first one's name is Carol, and the second one's name is Cassandra.
Carolyn and Cassandra. Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now for Carolyn, God. We just, and I ask the intercessors that are there just to begin.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Father,
hallelujah.
We just thank you this morning
for
Carolyn, God. We come to you this morning thanking you for the cross. Father, you have let us know that on this cross, Jesus took care of every sickness, every disease that could ever try to come into our life, God. Jesus took it, and he cursed it. And you said the law of the Spirit has made us free from the law of the curse of sin and death, as sickness is part of the law of the curse. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Carolyn now. We come against this numbness in her left side. We rebuke it. We call it out. We say that you have no place. You got the wrong body. You cannot stay here. You have no dominion here in her life. And we just declare and decree now total healing in Carolyn's body. And we thank you, Father God, for Cassandra. We speak to that blood pressure. We command and we calm that blood pressure, every artery, every blood flow. We command it to come into subjection to God. We rebuke you, devil. You have no place in her body. We thank you that her heart rate, Father, belongs to you, and that her heartbeat is regulated today, and that it's regular, Father God, and that the irregular heartbeat would come to an end now. We pray the prayer of faith. You told us in Mark 11:24, we believe that we receive it. When we pray, we shall have whatsoever we ask. In Jesus' name, we believe it this morning, and we are full of faith. We believe it. We don't have any doubt in our heart, and we thank you for the praise report now that is coming on behalf of those women. We thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It is so, it is so, and we all agree that we say amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Good to hear you. Thank God. Yeah, who's next? Amen, I know there's some more coming in there.
Good morning, people of God. It's Melissa.
Good morning, Evangelina.
Good morning, praise God. I just really thank God that the word went forth. I thank God that we're back on this line. I thank God for that boomerang, praise God. Every time I hear that name, you know, I get drunk within myself. Every time I hear that name. But Pastor Corey, the word that you spoke on this morning was straight from God. So many people need to hear that. I mean, so many people think because they have sinned, because they have fell short, you know, that they can't come to God. You know, God will not accept them back. And like Joel 2:13 says that, you know, God wants our heart, gives our garments, all our garments is going to perish. It's going to fade away. It's going to diminish. But only what we do for Christ Jesus will last. God's word says that man judged the idol, but he said he'll judge within. And I really wish, you know, I know Bim Boomerang is returning back to the full promise. Returning back to the cross, you know. My prayer, you know, throughout the day, every day, is just people is really coming to that understanding, you know. God's word says hell is enlarging himself, and you give God so much pleasure when people return back unto him. So much pleasure, amen. And, you know, people say, you know, I'm in this sin, you know. But God is just so faithful. God will meet us exactly where we at. God won't be over our head. He's not over our head. And I like to tell people through God, you know, they say, hello?
Oh, yeah, we're here. Oh, yeah.
Okay, my phone goes in and out. And I like to tell people through God that, you know, even if it's a sin that is hard for you to get rid of, you just go to God and you tell the Lord. Sometimes, you know, we know, tell the truth, that sin feels good a lot of times to our flesh. And we go to God and say, Lord, it's really hard for me to get through this, get out of this sin, God. In fact, I don't even want to get out of this sin. God is just so honest. That's that flesh, that's not our spirit. God is just so faithful to us. You know, he loves honesty, and it's just such a good thing to know God will meet us exactly where we at. God wants America to turn back to him. God wants our heart, you know. So it's just an urge in all our spirit, the ones that haven't accepted God, the one that think that, you know, God don't think that God won't allow us to return back to him. Yes, he will. You know, if we say that we really love our children, we willing to forgive our children, our logical children, our earthly children, whatever the case may be, and we would forgive our children over and over and over. What more will God do for us? God loves, we day by day, we are growing in love, but God is the author of love. He's perfect in love, you know. So I just really thank God for you, Pastor Corey, for the word going forward. God just loves us, and he does want our heart to return back unto him. So just keep on keeping on, man of God. I love you up the Lord Christ Jesus. Amen.
Bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Melissa. We appreciate your words this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God for you. Amen. Who else is on the line?
This is Shani. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Shantan.
Okay. I just wanted to say how this morning, well, for the past couple of months, my phone has not been working, and I have not been able to use my screen at all. So I'm not I have not been able to get on, you know, on anything to pull up, make phone calls or do anything with this stupid cell phone. I get up this morning and I was able to pull up my screen. I was able to call the prayer line. I remembered the numbers to the code. I remembered the code to get on here. My memory was is like really not good, and I remembered all of that. And I am excited for it. I thank God for it because I didn't think I was going to be able to. I knew the phone. I have the phone number to the prayer line stored in my house phone, but I don't like using the house phone. The house phone is for different reasons. But I was able to do everything I need to do on the cell phone, so I thank God for that. I thank God for the prayer line is back on. I'm so happy for it. I'm still smoke-free. I thank God for that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I am. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for it all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's so amazing to be alive. My children, I have another grandchild on the way. I just had a niece born. I got another niece and nephew on the way. God has been good in my family's life, and I thank God for it, for him. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for you all, period. And I'm glad to be back on with you all. Love you all.
Amen. Thank God for you as well. We love you, too. Glad to have you back. I know today is really going to be a lot of welcoming back. Amen. Amen. So bless you, Shantan. Amen. Who's next? Amen.
Amen.
Yep, they should have. Yep, your line should be open, so you should be able to speak those that want to, that are next. Go ahead. Your line's open.
Amen.
Go ahead, we can hear you. Amen. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yep, good morning. We can hear you. Go ahead. You can speak.
Hey, Pastor Corey. I was just calling just to probably put my sister, my best friend slash sister, I wanted to send a prayer out for her. Her name is Rochelle Stanley. She's pretty young. She's like in her 30s, got two little babies, and she's just been really sick lately. Like, her body been like going through a lot. She had blood pressure, diabetes. Kidney, now her kidney's messing up from the medicine that she's taking from the diabetes, from being a diabetic. And she's just been in the hospital for about 4 days now, and she's just been going through a lot. So I just wanted to put out a prayer for her.
Yeah.
And also say thanks for y'all for opening back up the prayer. Next slide.
Amen. Good to hear you, Shalaka. Welcome back. Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Definitely. Happy to have you back on. Well, let's pray for Rochelle. Let's lift her up because the devil is a lie. Father, we thank you for Rochelle this morning. We just lift her up. We lift up your people to you, God. It is not your will, Father. Father, for her to be sick. We're going to say that again. It is not your will for her to be sick. We come against that attack from the pit of hell. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against her will prosper. We pray, Father, for her blood pressure. I pray, Father, that she make the necessary diet changes. Father, that's why you are speaking to us so clearly about this health challenge, because you know what the enemy desires. You know, Peter, you said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat. But you say, I'm not going to let it be so. And so you're already concerned about your people, and so you already made us put out a kingdom mandate, Father God, for us to come into this health challenge, take it, that you make some changes that we know we need to make, that we haven't been strong enough to make on our own, that you're raising up a body that can help, that can do it together, Father. So we thank you for that. We thank you for Rochelle. We thank you for healing from high blood pressure. We thank you, Father God, for healing her taste buds, that her appetite was changed so that she could eat the foods that are low in sodium. Just make those changes, God. And we rebuke diabetes in her bloodline. Devil, you're a liar. We come against these bloodline sicknesses, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all these things, Father God, asthma that have been in the bloodline. Father, you said that we have the blood of Jesus. You said you're bringing us back to that cross, and that cross is where the healing is, and the blood is, and where your power is. And we rebuke the enemy that has tried to release the lie that there is not power in the cross. Father, we can eat better, we can do all of that, but there is still a healing virtue and a supernatural power that flows out of that cross that will cause every sickness to leave instantly, just as you did, God. You said in the kingdom it's now. And when Jesus would speak and when he would heal, Father, those people were healed right then and right there. And Father, they didn't leave with a process, they were healed. And so we believe in you for that kind of healing. Father, that you would manifest the healing virtue of God and that it would be released in the lives of your people. We just lift up Rochelle and we call her off of that bed of affliction. We cancel the assignment of Satan to take her life early. And we command, we speak to those kidneys, we speak to those organs, we speak to that blood, and we say, line up in the name of Jesus. It is so. We believe it by faith, and we claim it, and we lay hold of it in Jesus' name. It is so. And amen. And thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Who's next? I think there's more hands.
Pastor Corey.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. This is Prophetess Lisa. I have a word for Shaitan. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he is so pleased with you. So on this line, this line of boomerang, we're going to hear from the Trinity. We're going to be allowed to hear God say from all three characteristics of him, one and the same, but three characteristics. So the Father is saying, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, the Fatherhead is saying that he's pleased. And what he's pleased with is not that you do everything right every time, all the time, but he's pleased with your desire that you are putting a step forward for righteousness and holiness. And he's calling his bride, his church, in this dispensation of time, not even a season, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, but in this dispensation of time, he's calling. So she put something in the lead in this boomerang for this first speaking. We are called, God is saying, I'm calling my bride. I'm calling, you talked about the bride yesterday, to put forth, I'm calling my church to put a step forward for righteousness and holiness, something that we are not talking about in the church as much as we should. But God said, I love my bride so much that I'm calling for righteousness and I'm calling for holiness. That means I'm calling to be dressed down. That means I'm calling to be sacrificed. That means I'm calling to for us to shed, for you to shed things that are not like God. I'm calling for you to get my bride to get to the point, my people to get to the point, to come back where we hate what I hate and we love what I love, the Father says. I need you to begin to get back to the point where you hate what I hate and you love what I love, God says, and that it is no lukewarmness, that it is no lukewarmness. I want people to hate what I hate and love what I love and make no apologies for me. I am your husband. And when you love someone, you make no apologies for them. If the word is true and right, and it is a double-edged sword cutting to the mouth. No apologies, God said.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God says, Shaitan, he is well pleased. The Father is saying that he's well pleased with your desire for righteousness and holiness. And because you desire that, your family is blessed. Your family is blessed because of your desire. You're leading a whole family back to God. Because of your desire for righteousness and holiness, you're leading your whole family back to God. And when you lead them back to God, those generational curses will just begin to fall off, God said. They'll just begin to fall off. As you and your family go to the cross, as you run to the cross, as you walk to the cross, as you crawl to the cross, God says that that those generational curses will just begin to fall off, and you shall begin to see in right now in this time. You won't have to wait. You don't have to worry about, will I ever see? You shall see the generations begin to line up, and you shall see a new generation that is about Christ, and your family shall be called blessed. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, God said. You shall be a light that is set upon a hill that should not be hid. Your family shall be a lighthouse to the unsaved in your city, God said. And they shall call you blessed by the gates, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give God praise for that word this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the prophetic word today that's being released on this line. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Prophet. Amen. Amen. The line is open. Amen. Amen. Who's next?
Good morning. Prophet is Samoa Hall, Pell City, Alabama, place that you have to believe God to come to because I've never heard of it. Pastor Corey, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you this morning. I thought it was so kind of you to call me all the way from Chicago. I want to encourage you this year to preach the favor, to preach the word without fear of favor to God. I heard the Lord say there's going to be an upheaval in the government this year, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to really preach the favor without fear of favor to man. I'm in a land where they call it the Bible Belt. I'd never heard of it before. And they don't even have a definition for the Bible Belt, and I had never heard of Pell City before I came here. I think you may remember my name.
Yeah, okay.
Hall. And
oh, yeah.
I was in the hospital Saturday, very, very sick. It's a land of lots of witchcraft and evil going here. So I want everybody in this on this phone this morning to really keep me in prayer. And only the Lord would have to love you to send you a land to a land where it's a lot of witchcraft and evil going on.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Baptist people here, either white or black, and it's 16, well, it's really 18% Caucasian people that are here. And I want you all to keep me in your prayers, if you would be so very kind.
Yeah.
And God bless everyone that's on this line. Have a wonderful year. And God is encouraging the saints to pray and fast this year as never before, said the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that word, evangelist. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. And we're going to just lift you up, Father. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Father, that this line from Boomerang, you've given us a charge, and we don't take it lightly. You've given us a charge to raise prayer in all 50 states. And we thank you for the state initiative that starts next week, God, where we'll be targeting and praying for those states on the line, God, on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. You see the land. You see the witchcraft that's in that area. You see the demonic oppression. And we just come against it now in the name of Jesus. Come into that territory, and we thank you for the intercessors that are praying. We thank you for, God, those that are standing on the wall and watching and declaring and saying what your word has said regarding this. And, Father, we thank you that we come against poison. We come against just sickness and disease and famine and peril and things that the enemy has tried to bring into evangelist's life. We ask for the angels of God to not just encamp, but to watch and to guard. Father, in that region. We pray, Father, now in the name of Jesus, that that territory, that the blood of Jesus is being reclaimed and dominated, where there has been mind control and sacrificing and just demonic activity and works of the occult. We come against it now in the name of Jesus, and we declare and we speak and we release the power and the cross of Jesus that is, Father God, where there is more authority in your word and in your blood. And Father, you told the children of Israel to take the blood of the Lamb and to put it over the doorpost, and anything that tries to come in would pass over. So we release a Passover anointing. We know that we're coming into Passover. We release a Passover anointing in our homes and in our cities and over our jobs and over our children. And everything that the enemy has tried to do, it must pass over because of the blood and because of the cross, because of what you've done. We are the church. We celebrate resurrection. We are your people. We're not asleep on resurrection. We know what season we're in. This is the season of Passover, and every enemy, every devourer, every liar, every spirit of discouragement and depression and fear that comes with witchcraft, we speak that it must pass over. It has to pass over now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for a fresh oil, for a fresh anointing, for a fresh outpour of the Holy Ghost. We come against that spirit, the spirit even of heaviness that would be over your people. And we just thank you for joy this morning and for your excitement and for what you are doing in this land and in this territory. And we just plead the blood. We release the blood. We release the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus in every heart, Father, of this state and of these lands and even where Evangelist Mola is, in the name of Jesus. It is so. We declare and decree in my name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Well, you be blessed. Amen. We'll continue to be in prayer with you. Amen. And everybody else as well. Amen. Who's on the line? I think we got a few more there.
I receive it, Jesus.
Yes. Thank God for you. Amen. Who else is there?
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
This is Valencia.
Bless you, Valencia.
All right. I'm calling you because once we got off the prayer line for the holiday, I went into the cancer center. And, you know, any time, it doesn't have to be everybody, but sometimes when you give a praise report or you really give God the glory, the devil's going to aim at your weak. So I go in, and he said, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. He said, which one you want first? I said, give me the good news. He said, you lost 100 and some pounds. Okay, I knew that. Okay, give me the bad news. We found some lesions in your liver. I said, okay, so now what needs to be done? He said, we'll go in and we'll microwave a grave. Okay, there's some good news to every bad news. Your license says you have a license. The word says I'm already healed. So that part I'm not worried about. What bothers me is that from this time to now, they haven't called me for that procedure. They haven't called me for anything. Matter of fact, when I call them, they go on, well, we don't understand.
Hmm. And you said they said that they found lesion in your liver?
They found one nice-sized tumor and then two small ones, so it's a microwave abrade, means that they would put me to sleep and on my side go in with a needle and either burn those tumors or take that needle and destroy it. And it hasn't happened yet. No one said anything. So I don't know if I'm healed or I'm still walking around with those tumors. But I don't sleep through the night. The tumors cause me sweat, feel nauseous. It happens about maybe 3 or 4 in the morning. And then I'm just up all night.
Hmm.
The rest of the day is just over with. Until I shove some medicine in me, and then it makes me relax.
Hmm. We're going to pray a prayer this morning. The devil is a liar. And
I know
you. We got some faith on this line, amen. We got some believers on the line today. Hallelujah. I can agree with Valencia for total healing. Place your hand, Valencia, right in the area where the tumors are. Apostle, Lana, you guys just place your hand in those areas as well. Just put it there, amen. We're going to pray. Just put your hand right in here. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for Valencia. Father, we thank you that there's no wall and there's no limitation, God. You're here and you're in the same state as Valencia right now. So, yes. Holy Spirit, we just lay hands, God. We lay hands by way of the Holy Ghost, and we lay hands in this area, Father, of her stomach, of the area where this tumor is, this area where these tumors are in her liver, God. We rebuke this assignment in the name of Jesus. We send this assignment for these tumors back to the pit of hell. We pray for supernatural radiation and shrinkage right now. Father, the angels, you created radiation. You created that. That's all you. And so nothing has come, no technology. Nothing has come into this system or into this world by way, Father God, of escaping the spirit realm. And so, God, in the spirit realm, we speak now. We release those angels. Father, just go in and just remove and surgically remove and laser, God, those tumors right now in the name of Jesus. And we place a stop and a block. We come against witchcraft, demonic assignments, whatever this is that the enemy feels that he has access in and out of her health. And in and out of her body, we rebuke you. Satan, we renounce you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Valencia, you just renounce sickness, disease. Repent of anything in your life that may not be right and renounce it today. And Father, we declare the blood of Jesus over the week. And we come against the enemy that have come to kill, steal, and destroy. And we loose the blood of Jesus now over this liver. We loose the blood of Jesus now, Father. And we believe it by faith. We believe it by faith that she is healed and that the manifestation of this healing is coming forth now as a result of our prayer. We pray the prayer of faith. Father, we're not in time. We're not going by what we feel or what we think, but we release the word. We believe this word, and we receive this word. And we thank you that the word is reality, the word of God is her reality. So bring it into full manifestation. Bring it into full operation. Release your healing and your miracles now as we pray. We thank you. Valencia, just begin to thank God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the prayer faith. We thank you for the prayer report. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you in advance. We thank you, God, and we trust you. Everybody on this line, we're thanking you, and we're worshiping you, and we're believing you and honoring a God that we know has done everything already that we have. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for your anointing, God. That destroys the yoke. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Stir the waters, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stir the waters, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name, Father. We honor you. We
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Let's hear you be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And keep us posted on praise reports. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, the line is still open for prayer, amen, or testimony, or request, amen. You can just release that today if you have anything. Hit 5-star, amen. It'll open up the line for you. And so we can hear from you this morning. Amen. Who's next? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, I think there's a few more hands there. You can go ahead and speak, and then we'll be able to hear you. I believe your lines are open. Go ahead, those of you that have raised your hand. You're next. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Anybody else? Amen. I see some of the hands. Are you guys, you can speak. Those of you who raised your hand, you can go ahead. Your line is unmuted. You can speak now.
Good morning, Pastor Corey.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
This is Apostle Holloway. Good morning to everybody on the line.
Thank God.
Good morning.
God bless you, sir.
I just want to, I have a testimony, but I also want to speak to the two ladies. The first one, the lady that had, and I'm saying had, the tumors, in Jesus' name. God has directed our steps, and he's caused us to look and to eat according to our blood type. We prayed the prayer. The prayer has been prayed, and God is healing. And you may want to check with your doctor or check with an herbalist, the health food store. There are herbs. God has placed herbs on this land, in this land on earth, for us to eat. And there are herbs that you may eat that will help in the healing, help in the deliverance, help along with the prayer, help with dissolving the tumors that were there. I'm decreeing and declaring that they are gone in Jesus' name, because we prayed the prayer of faith. So you may want to check also with your doctor or a health food store. There are specific herbs for that. Also, I want to acknowledge the lady that's in the Bible Belt. Some time back, another apostle and I, we were talking on the phone, and he asked me, what he heard about the Bible Belt, and we did a search and a research, and there is a definition of the Bible Belt, and the Bible Belt is the southern states from South Carolina down to Florida, Georgia, all the states along the southern coast, all the way to Texas. And the Bible Belt is referred to those ministries or those people that go to church. There is a religious group. They go to church, they do the niceties, they listen to the word of God, they believe the Lord to a point, but then they go back home and they try to make new converts that come to their church, what have you, but they do the same old thing. They do the same old thing before they got saved. They go back into the woods and they do their stills. They do all they do, but yet they go to church. There is a lacking of the power.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lacking of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
To deliver and set free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. They believe the Bible. They believe, but they when we believe, we're supposed to act on it. When we believe, we hear the word, but we're supposed to be doers of the word. They hear the word, But that's all. That's it. Yeah, they go. They try to get folks to join their church. But as far as standing on the word and believing the word, it's and the power of God being there. No, there's no power. There's no power. So that's pretty much what the Bible Belt is. But also too, Pastor Corey prayed for you. Yes, we understand the witchcraft. Because we do, in our ministry, we deal with witchcraft. We've had witches and warlocks come and try to hit us. But the blood of Jesus,
yeah.
We have the power over the works of the enemy. Even we had folks, certain folks, try to get us to offering us food and stuff. But God kept us. God watched over us. God has kept us. So the prayer has been prayed, and you don't have to worry about the witches and the warlocks coming against you. Yes, they're in the area. Yes, they're in the region. But as you pray, as you get before God, you are already covered. God has given us an assignment to in this region and in this territory to pull down the witches and the warlocks. It says, suffer a witch not to live. God has given us the authority. And when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He's given us the authority to stand, take a stand against them. And so that we do in prayer and seeking the Lord. God gives us what we need. So be encouraged. God has you are covered. As we pray, you're covered. As you pray, you're continuously covered. God has covered you. You don't have to worry about them coming at you. Just keep, as Pastor Corey said, they pleaded the blood when the death angel came over Israel. He saw the blood, and he passed over them that had the blood on their doorposts. You're covered by the blood, and they've got to pass over you. They can't cross the bloodline. The enemy can't cross the bloodline. So I say to you, to encourage you, that, yeah, you may be in it. You may be all around you, but you keep praying. You pray against them, and you pull them down, and you command them to go in Jesus' name. But you're covered.
Amen.
As long as you stay under the umbrella. If you get out from under the umbrella, as we know, when you go out in the rain, you put up your umbrella and you're covered. But when you take the umbrella down, you get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Stay under the umbrella of Jesus Christ, you're covered. But if you step out from under the umbrella, you're not covered. But as long as you stay in Christ, you're going to be all right. Amen. And on, I want to I encourage those who are having problems in their bodies and stuff. I want to tell my testimony. Back in September, this past September, Pastor and I were praying. Around about the 10th of September, we were praying. We were laying in our bedroom, and we were praying, and we were just praying in general. And all of a sudden, my wife got up, and she came around on the my side of the bed, and she started doing something. She started pulling at me, and
your stomach.
in my stomach. And after she finished, she came around and got back in the bed, and she told me what she was doing. She said she saw an angel. She saw an angel come in the room and came on my side of the bed and start pulling something out of my stomach. And she got up, and she came around and did the same thing that the angel does, that the angel did. Now, that was around about the 10th of September. On the 12th, of September morning, around about 2 o'clock, the 12th was our second Saturday prayer, and we were supposed to go to the second Saturday prayer. But 2 o'clock in the morning, I got up and went to the restroom. And when I came back out of the restroom, I was bent over. I was in pain like I've never felt in my entire life. I was in excruciating pain, and I was bleeding. And my wife said, get your clothes on. We're going to emergency. Well, we went to the emergency, and they kept me in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 11 days. And they diagnosed me with ulcerative colitis. That's what the doctors said I had. But I know God. I know Jesus. He's a healer. And they kept me, and they did some tests and everything. And on that Monday or Tuesday, well, one of the head doctors came into the room, and he said, "Oh, I looked at your chart. I looked at your records, and I see where you had an operation on your stomach, and they took out part of your stomach." And I looked at my wife, and I looked at him, and I said, "No, I've never had an operation. I've never even had my tonsils taken out." And then when he said, "Oh," and then he was baffled, but he said what he had to say, and he walked out the room. Well, when he left out the room, I looked at my wife, and she said, "Oh, that was the angel."
Yeah.
The angel came, and the angel took part of my stomach out. For whatever reason God wanted to do that, he did. And God bless me. Yes, I was on an assignment in the hospital. And God allowed me to, even in my situation, God allowed me to minister to some folks in the hospital.
Yeah.
And God allowed us, my wife and I, to go around, walk around the corridors and pray for the people on that floor, because I was on the wrong. They put me on another floor, a different floor. He put us on the floor for what was backs. I was having a stomach situation, and they put me on the floor with backs. So we went around and prayed for the folks that were. So. God bless me. I got out. I'm doing better. God is good. And I just wanted to tell my testimony that God is a healer. God is a way maker. God, he does what he does. And God has blessed us down here in Georgia. The ministry is growing in September. In September, we're going to be ordaining about 10 pastors and apostles, and people are coming under our ministry. So God is good. He's blessing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank God for you, Apostle Holloway. Thank God for that testimony. Amen. That's encouraging, and just to hear again just how the Lord sent the angel of the Lord to do the procedure that needed to be done, and it showed up on the medical records. Wow. God is awesome. Thank God, amen, for just the healing report. Amen. So we thank God for you, and thank you for the encouragement and the explanation about the Bible Belt. Amen. I hadn't heard of that. So thank God for just bringing that clarity. And that's why God wants prayer going out in all these states. Amen. He wants to cover. He wants America covering in prayer. Amen. And it's a special assignment specifically for all of us. Amen, because that's what he's calling for. He knows what he wants to do in the nation. God knows what's coming more than we know. Amen, and so he's always going to prepare us. Amen. Anybody else? Any other requests before we release you? I know Monday's always our shorter day. Amen, our first day back on. Amen. Spread the word. Let your friends and family and neighbors know, amen, that the line is back. Amen. Make sure you do that for me. Amen. You can also go to the website, www.jhopray.org. That's J-Hop, J-H-O-P-P-A-R-P-R-A-Y, jhopray.org. You can go on and click on the prayer line icon. We'll be posting like some of the prayer line messages there. And then you can also look at our map. There's a reach initiative that I'm putting out there where there's a map and you can help us reach. It'll show you the map, and it'll show you the states that we have not reached yet. And if you know someone in that state, if you know someone in that area that we have not yet targeted, invite them on the line because we want all representation, amen, in those 50 states, amen, on with us for prayer in the morning, amen. So we're going to be hitting that. So go on the website, and you can definitely visit us there, and you can join us and help us take that charge, amen. That's the assignment that God has given us. From heaven, and we just want to make sure we do that, amen, and we know if we all join in together, you know, God will make it just blessed and bigger than what we could imagine. So, amen, are there anybody else for any requests, any other prayer requests, a word or comment before we release you this morning on this Monday? Hallelujah. Anybody? I don't know if there's any more hands there.
I don't know if there's any more hands. Can you hear me, Pastor Corey?
Oh, yep, go ahead. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Blessed and wonderful as well. Just wanted to welcome everybody back to the prayer line. Just happy to be back on the prayer line, but I also wanted to let everybody know that the war room is coming back on the 23rd. Amen.
Amen.
So we'll be back on the war room is on the 23rd, and we'll be praying on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we'll be praying on the same prayer line. Doing the things that God has instructed us to do. So I just put that out there. The war room will be back. Happy for everybody to be back on the line. I'm just excited about what God is doing for this boomerang.
Yes.
Amen. Just want to encourage you to know that God is moving. He's moving by his spirit and he's moving by his power. And it's one thing that Apostle mentioned, which is absolutely true. They don't have power in that state, and because power is not there, which is the Holy Spirit, that's what's missing, and that's what we need to be praying for. So we will be targeting that in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. All right, that's all I want to say.
Amen. No, thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? I don't know if we had any other hands before we release you this morning.
Hi, good morning, Pastor Corey. This is Sister Tamika.
Good morning.
I just want to let you know how excited I am. The line is back on, and I'm just so excited. I'm looking for great things to come from this. So thank you so much for starting it back up.
Amen. To God be the glory. Get ready for the boomerang effect. We had a boomerang yesterday. Boom. Hallelujah. So
yes,
we got to get ready. God is bringing it back. Hallelujah. I'm telling you all, I'm releasing this word now. The promises of God that have seemed so far out of our reach, God is bringing it back full circle. And it's going to fully manifest right before your eyes. Hallelujah. In this
Hallelujah.
The enemy can get you to get discouraged by what's going on right now. That's exactly what his job is, to keep you in that time and to keep you in that discouragement. But you just got to shake that off, shake yourself, and get back in that word and believe what God has said more than anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. We're excited about that. And I believe all hearts are cleared. So far, I don't believe there's any more hands. If there are, they'll tell me. Lana, are we good? I think we're good.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we thought. Okay. Well, bless everybody. Like I said, you know, go on the website. We'll be getting ready to, you know, do the 30-day fast next week. And we got a little time here to get yourself ready. Start getting your mind right. Amen. But I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. Amen. We're going to all do it together. We're going to just see God do things we've never seen before. So I want to encourage you again, you know, share with a friend today. Let them know the line's back on. If you know you used to invite people on and you don't know if they were on or not today, go ahead and shoot them a text. Just remind them. Give them a little call. Let them know we're back in prayer. Amen. And we'll be preparing ourselves for that right away. And we'll see you all back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And you be blessed and have an awesome, awesome day. Amen. Amen. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Good night.
Amen. Be blessed.
Good night.